Like many families in the Triangle, ours has marked the progress of the new Nature Research Center by the changes to the giant globe jutting out the northeast edge of the building.
Look, it shows Africa.
That's Africa.
Wow, the map's pretty detailed.
The globe is officially called the Daily Planet, and as impressive as it is from a car driving by on Jones Street, it's nothing compared to what's inside.
Oh, watch this. This is fun.
Just check this out.
Roy Campbell bounds into the middle of the Daily Planet, a one-of-a-kind spherical theater, and sits down on the floor. He looks up at three stories of high-definition video of birds, squirrels, and monarch butterflies. He's leaning back on his elbows and appears almost serene as technicians and designers fine-tune their multimedia presentation. But Campbell is anything but calm. As the director of exhibits, he's overseen every new installation in the Nature Research Center from design to construction, 11 years in the making. And there's a frenzy on now to get it ready for the grand opening Friday. A few days before the opening, the place is alive with activity. Over there, a software technician is putting the final touches on a mechanical exhibit that shows bats in flight. Over here, new species of fish are being introduced into a large tank. My 10-year-old son Jackson worries that some of the fish will become lunch for the others.
So if you do eventually acquire a bonnethead shark, because I do not see one right now, would that endanger the other fish?
Probably not. So what?
Content that all the fish will be friends, my two boys make a beeline right past the WUNC studio and into a submersible, an actual 6-seat submarine. Inside, it takes visitors to the depths of the ocean.
Okay, my depth is 1305. We're all done down here. Request permission to make one.
Outside the submersible, the entire place has the feel of CSI, with the LED lighting, the images projected onto glass walls, and the gleaming labs ringing all three floors of exhibits. Campbell says that's by design.
So when you come to this facility now, you see glass walls everywhere. You see very, very few solid walls. And a lot of the time, you're actually looking into laboratories where researchers are working. So the whole point here was to make the activity of research transparent.
And interactive. Here, a paleontologist will invite visitors to excavate real fossils. And a biologist will explain her work by having groups of people find DNA in cells. Many of the researchers here have dual appointments at NC State or NC Central. But Campbell admits the place wasn't created just to be a fancy lab. It was created to inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers by hooking them early with a sense of awe.
Well, I've heard our director, Betsy Bennett, say many times, she says, awesome. She says it a lot of times. But hearing that from the public, that's going to feel good. That's what we're after. We want to be awesome.
As my own kids make their way back through the three-story atrium and under a 90-foot light and sound animated ribbon made from LCD lights, I check to see how close the place has come to that goal.
Jackson, what word or phrase would you use to describe this place?
Incredible.
That's close enough. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.